As a seminarian, as a chaplain in a children's hospital, and now as a priest, I've had the privilege of meeting and interacting with countless people from different walks of life. I've also had the privilege and the honor of sharing with them moments of great joy, as well as profound sorrow. And so today, with their permission, I'd like to share with you a meeting that I had with a young boy and his mother. The little fella was about 4 years old, the cutest little thing I've ever met. But I admit, when I first saw him, I was very shocked, because the left side of his head and face was scarred. And he had this blank look in his eyes that somehow remained etched deeply in my memory. What was his story? Well, the little fellow was born quite healthy and strong. And he was very inquisitive, very intelligent. But then one day, his mom took him on a trip, and the two of them got into a car accident. Someone had T-boned them on the side of the car where the little boy was sitting. Fortunately, they both survived. Unfortunately, his brain was severely damaged. He could no longer walk. He could no longer talk. He could no longer play. He could no longer be like the children of his own age. It was very heartbreaking for me sitting there listening to their story while he was right by my side playing with my hospital badge. And he kept pulling it and then watch it retracted again and again and again. But you know, his injuries and his condition were not the saddest thing, because what was most tragic about this whole situation was the father. Not only did he blame his wife for the accident, the father said something so incredible. He said that his kid was normal, and this boy, this broken boy, isn't his son anymore. Not as man sees, does God see. And the story that I've just shared with you was a sad example of that. Just because this little boy did not turn out to be what the father expected, somehow he wasn't worth the time and the love anymore. So conditional was the father's love. Now, as we listen to this story, we might be tempted to condemn the father. And trust me, I struggle a great deal with this, not to condemn this man. But that was beside. The purpose of sharing this story with you is to emphasize an important fact, that we all have sight, but we don't always see well. It is because so often our sight is tainted. First, it is tainted by our own hindsight and prejudice. Those qualities that lead us only to see the faults and the problems of other people, but never our own. Those qualities that lead us to impose our views, our judgments, our expectations on other people, instead of trying to understand where they're coming from. Those qualities that enable us to see, but only what we want and what we need, no one else. Secondly, our sight by a world that always tells us what should be considered good or beautiful or valuable. And sadly, in this world, a 4-year-old boy with brain damage has no purpose. In this world, a girl that is slightly overweight is to be shamed. In this world, an elderly person who can no longer walk or whose memory is quickly fading has no value. Instead, in this world, the more I have, the better I am. And so we have teenagers and even adults walking through life dealing with major self-esteem and self-image issues, never quite able to embrace and accept how beautifully and wonderfully they are made. We have babies aborted. We have elderly people euthanized to avoid becoming a burden to society and the family. We have people addicted to plastic surgery. We have people chasing after the latest products just so that they can maintain their youth and their beauty, and completely neglecting the state of their souls, because it seems so much more important to look good, to appear good, instead of actually being good. Not as man sees, does God see, because man sees the appearance, but God looks into the heart. My dear brothers and sisters, if you've come to church this Sunday hoping to get a feel-good homily, I have to apologize for having disappointed you by this very heavy and sort of depressing message. But my hope and this season, I can challenge us into self-examination. I can challenge us into asking ourselves some very important questions. How is my sight? What is my outlook of life, of other people, and of myself? Am I seeing as God intends me to see? Or am I blinded by some sort of spiritual blindness? These are the questions for us to ponder. The first reading and the gospel this weekend focus primarily on sight, on seeing. And so I'd like to conclude this homily with a short prayer, a little litany entitled, "Lord, we want to see." Close your eyes just for a moment and join me in praying this prayer and reflect for ourselves. Some of us are blind to our own faults. Lord, we want to see. Some of us always focus on the weaknesses of others. Lord, we want to see. Some never acknowledge many lives' blessings. Lord, we want to see. Some are blinded by unbridled desires for pleasure, money, and self-promotion, and fail to notice the needs of others, the presence of the poor. Lord, we want to see. Some have eyes darkened by ambition and step all over others' feelings. Lord, we want to see. Some are blinded by pride, which makes them think they are the center of the universe. Lord, we want to see. Some wallow in their own self-pity and are turned in on their own flaws and imperfections, never notice God's love and mercy for them. Lord, we want to see. Brothers and sisters, what are some other kinds of blindness that you and I are dealing with and that we're not comfortable vocalizing? Lord, we want to see.